Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Joe Yarbrough, the president of the Carpet and Rug Institute. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing very well.
I'm down here in Dalton with you face-to-face. You've got some pretty interesting news today. The Carpet and Rug Institute has been working diligently and is now ready to roll out the update to its CRI 104 and 105, which are the carpet installation standards, right?
Yes, sir. We're extremely excited about that. These standards have been available to our members and to those who refer to them for decades, actually. And the last time they were refreshed was back in 2011. And so we believe that it has passed time for us to once again refresh those standards and bring them up to date. So we're extremely excited to be able to say that very soon they'll be published on our website and you'll see the refreshed version of the well-respected CRI 104-105 standards.
And this publication is intended to be the guidelines for installers, carpet layers, whatever you want to call them, to use. It tells them, you know, whether to use a power stretcher. It tells them how to put in patterned carpet. I mean, this details, I think it's 65-page booklet, but it's a half page. So it's not a ton of information. I think if it was on full-size paper, it'd probably be around 30 pages or so. So this published book is supposed to be the Bible on how to put carpet in, right?
Yes, sir. Some have referred to it as the gold standard. For many years, installers and our mill manufacturers have looked at the fundamental processes that are recommended in the standard as that gold standard so that there's a very basic information provided here to provide the technicians that are skilled installers to understand this is the basic methodology that I should employ to do this work. We believe that the changes that have been incorporated into this new document will give that additional information for today's products. You know, there have been just a myriad of new products introduced into the marketplace over the last 5-10 years since the refreshing was done. So we want to make sure that those things are being addressed that will allow the consumer to enjoy for a long time the advantages of some of the technologies that have been incorporated and innovations made to today's products.
Well, that was my next question, is what has happened that's required the revision? And you're saying that the construction methods and the balance between broadloom and tile, there's just a lot of industry factors that have required that these be reviewed. Talk about, if you will, the process of this revision and what you've gone through to get to this point.
Well, we've had a very diverse group of industry experts that have participated in the development of these technical standards. We think that we have reached out to those who have broad experience and those who have very specific subject matter experience to contribute to the development of the information that's shared here. We believe that process has allowed us to find good information that can be incorporated into this document that is an easy reference. It's not an overburdening reference to understand the very basics of things that are important. And I'll give you just a few quick examples. Number one, you know, one of the most fundamental basics of blocking and tackling here is how you plan your process, whether it's a small one-bedroom installation or a multi-1,000-square-foot commercial installation. Prior planning of how that's going to be done is going to help ensure a very good quality installation. So there's some tips and some direction in the standard about how to deal with that planning process. Additionally, we think that this document is intended to be a very basic understanding of what it takes to do a good quality installation project. Ultimately, the manufacturer's detail specifications are identified as being superseding anything that's found in this document, because obviously this is meant to be a general guideline and a general directive for an installer to do a good quality job. But a specific product may require some very specific requirements and or techniques that manufacturer's directive is to very clearly supersede if it is potentially in conflict so that these things are resolved at the manufacturer's recommendation.
So you're finished with these. You've got a published booklet. You said a minute ago it's going to be on your website. How does a carpet installer get a copy of this so that they can learn about it and start using it?
Well, the most effective way in today's electronic technology world is to go to the CRI website and hit the button and access this information that way. It is part of our plan as we fully implement our rollout to also have the capability that the information can be downloaded onto a personal electronic device, such as a mobile phone or a tablet. So this kind of information will be very readily available. Everyone carries a cell phone today. And to be able to access the document through an electronic media, we think it will make it even more convenient. An additional plan that we have is that over time, we will refresh continuously the document and embed video clips on how-to kind of information could be provided that gives maybe a 3 to 5 minute instructional video that says, here's a technique that you can use for this particular troubleshooting issue or this particular installation guidance. And as we improve this over time, taking advantages of today's technology, there'll be the opportunity then to see a how-to or a troubleshooting type of demonstration as we go forward over the coming months.
Well, you're holding a printed book here that's in your hand now, so obviously they can contact CRI and get a printed version. And when will the electronic version be available on the website?
Actually, the electronic version will probably be available ahead of the printed version. We're still, you know, formatting and getting the hard copy printing done and determining when that first print run will be completed. The electronic version should be available on our website within the next week or 10 days.
So this will be free. Anybody that wants to get this, obviously you're going to put it on your website. And even if they want a printed version, that will be free as well, right?
Well, that's our current expectation. There may be a very nominal small cost if someone wants large quantities of copies or what have you, but individual copies, yes, they'll be provided on a no-charge basis.
So, you know, this topic of installation standards has been in the news now for 5 or 6 years as the IICRC has gotten involved, the WFCA, and there's actually been an S600 installation standard. Many people who follow this topic kind of know some of the history behind this. Might there be some confusion as to which standard a carpet installer should use?
Well, Kemp, we here at CRI believe that this CRI 104-105 has been, is, and will continue to be the gold standard when it comes to an installer's go-to document for how should I perform my basic installation requirements. We believe that it's been well recognized for, as I say, decades. It's not an onerous document. It doesn't provide guidance or even directives about how certain other things should be done. It's a concise document that's focused specifically on the technical aspects of how to make sure, A, that very basic installation techniques are adhered to, that the ultimate goal is to have a consumer, whether it be a residential installation or a commercial installation, that the ultimate consumer of our soft surface product has a very good experience with the selection of carpet as their choice for their flooring, and long-term are satisfied with that decision to have selected soft floor covering for their needs.
You know, I was talking to both John McGrath with Install and Lou Migliori with LGM, and both of them feel strongly that the carpet installation standards should be written by the manufacturer, and I think Lou even said the BMW service manual should probably be written by the company that makes the car. So that's somewhat of what you're saying, isn't it?
Well, that is absolutely a significant point here, Kemp. We have gone to our CRI membership and other subject matter experts that I have identified. Those CEOs that are heading up the member companies of the Carpet and Rug Institute believe that it is their duty and their responsibility to provide those basic instructions, and those should be the instructions that installers of the products that this industry produces refer to be able to do the best job for the consumer, and ultimately have that long life satisfaction out of a quality installation.
All right, Joe, it's good to visit with you and appreciate you sharing this news with us. Again, been talking about the Carpet and Rug Institute's update to the CRI 104 and 105 carpet installation standards, which will be available in the next couple of weeks on CRI's website. And we've been talking to Joe Yarborough, president of CRI, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.